is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of January, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Lord Byron, born George Gordon Noel in Aberdeen, Scotland, 1788. He inherited the lordship and an estate from his uncle, a run-down estate. He had no money to keep it up. He was born with a right foot that was abnormally small. It was turned inward. He had to wear a special boot to help him walk, and that made him the object of a great deal of ridicule. And on top of that, as a teenager, Byron realized that he was attracted to men as well as to women. So, when he was young, to get away from a country where he felt like an outcast, he went to the Eastern Mediterranean, traveled from Portugal across Spain and through Albania, Turkey, and Greece, settled down in Greece, studied the language, and worked on a poem based on his adventures, which was Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, published in 1812. It was a big success in England. It sold out, and Byron awoke one morning and found himself famous. At the age of 24, he was the toast of London. He went to the House of Lords. He was an outspoken politician, arguing in behalf of workers' rights, wrote more poetry, which also was very popular, but his behavior was becoming increasingly scandalous. There were rumors about him, rumors of sodomy, which was a crime, and he was afraid that a crowd might lynch him, so he fled England. Settled in Italy, began his masterpiece, the novel in verse, Don Juan, which was unfinished when he died at the age of 36, and the memoir he had been working on was burned by his friends before he was buried. It's the birthday of the crime novelist Joseph Wamba, born in East Pittsburgh in 1937, the son of a policeman, author of The New Centurions, The Onion Field, whose writing changed after he read Joseph Heller's Catch-22. Wamba said, "Heller enabled me to find my voice." Until Joseph Wamba, most police officers in fiction were depicted as either very saintly or very violent, and Wamba's characters are just coping. And it's the birthday of the poet Howard Moss, born in New York, 1922, for many years poetry editor of the New Yorker magazine. Howard Moss, who once asked for his definition of a good poem, said, "One I like." Here's a poem for today by Howard Moss entitled Winter's End. Once in a wood at winter's end, the withered sun, becoming young, turned the white silence into sound. Bird after bird rose up in song. The skeletons of snow-blocked trees linked thinning shadows here and there, and those made mummy by the freeze spangled their mirrors on cold air. Whether they moved, perhaps they spun, caught in a new but known delight, was hard to tell, since shade and sun mingled to hear the birds recite. No body of this sound I saw, so glassed and shining was the world, that swung on a sun and ice seesaw, and fought to have its leaves unfurled, hanging its harvest in between two worlds, one lost, one yet to come. The wood's remoteness, like a drum, beat the oncoming season in. Then every snowbird on white wings became its tropic counterpart, and in a renaissance of rings I saw the heart of summer start. Howard Moss's poem, Winter's End, from his new selected poems published by Athenaeum and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.